Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle this 8 o'clock hour with Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. It's time for the bigger picture.
So pretty much under the spotlight today is what the Fed said overnight, and you have the FOMC rate decision as what you expected. No changes to pretty much the main focus, and that is interest rates. No changes until the end of 2022. In addition, the Fed says it will keep buying bonds. And what's interesting as well is the Fed giving an outlook for the rest of the year. So this is typically done every quarter. And in the previous quarter in March, it declined to do so because it was just so volatile. So this is the first time in 6 months that it is giving a bit of an outlook. And Jerome Powell says he is expecting a bit of a recovery to take hold in the second half of 2020. So it's something to look forward to. And to get a bigger picture, I've got Sunny Hamid. He is the Director for Wealth Management for Financial Alliance. Morning, Sunny. How are you doing?
Morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, Sunny, let's get your thoughts first on the key takeaways for the FOMC meeting. No surprises there. So do you think the Fed has been doing a pretty good job so far managing expectations?
Yes, I do think so. I think most of what the Fed said was already well expected by the markets. It's just that the markets probably wanted to hear it straight from the horse's mouth, and basically it just reiterates the market's expectation. So I think we saw a slight decline in the markets. I don't think that's too worrisome because markets have gone up quite a lot. Some profit taking, especially as we approach key levels like on the S&P, I think historical highs. So we do expect some profit taking at these levels.
Now, what are your takeaways from Jerome Powell's message on rates? So this is something interesting. He said, we're not thinking about raising rates. In fact, we're not even thinking about raising rates. So what's your take on that?
Well, I think two things. It just goes to show that economically, it's going to take some time before the economy actually reaches back to a level pre-COVID. You know, when people talk about the jobs creation, you know, we have 10 years of destruction of whatever jobs that is created over the past 10 years. That's going to take time for it to recover. So I think he's just being very pragmatic to say that, you know, this is going to take time and we are standing by the economy and we will do whatever it takes.
Yeah, Sunny, looking at the Fed's latest announcement, you have a bit of a forecast for the rest of the year and 2021. So they are expecting GDP in the US to tumble by 6.5%, but bounce back next year by 5%. And taking away what he was trying to say, he seems to be quite positive or optimistic that the US will see a recovery in the second half of the year. How much are you in agreement with this, you know, outlook? And if you look at the May jobs report, that seems to be indicating that things are turning around.
Well, it's going to be tricky, let's put it that way. The fact being, there are a lot of things that we don't really know about. Meaning to say, while the market is an excellent discounting mechanism, the market cannot discount things that it doesn't know about. I'll give you an example. There could be systemic risk, there could be defaults, there could be insolvencies coming along in the second half, which at this particular point we have really no knowledge of because these things take time. As firms, as corporations come back online now, they will then start to realize that actually whatever revenue I'm getting today in the new environment is not enough to sustain my business for the next 6 months or the next 3 months. And that's where they will have to shut down. So these are things which I think isn't really truly discounted yet. And of course, there are other things like the second wave and so on and so forth. But so there are a lot of challenges which I think the numbers don't capture and we only see in the second half of the year.
Sunny Hamid, Director for Wealth Management for Financial Alliance, helping us to break down what's been happening with the FOMC meeting. Sunny, so one more thing to wrap things up with. How should investors be positioned for the rest of the year? Should they start to rotate their portfolio to value stocks and cyclical stocks to take advantage of what might be an economic rebound?
Well, it really depends on what type of investor you are. If you're a trader, you probably now want to wait for a range to develop because typically right below what we call historical highs, markets tend to range before they break out. If you're a long-term investor, then you start looking for what you just mentioned, value stocks or things which are of good value that can be held over the long run. So really, it's a question of what type of investor you are.
All right, Sunny Hamid, Director for Wealth Management for Financial Alliance on the line with us. Sunny, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM,
Please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.